welcome back to Toast Radio. I have with me a couple of guests, Madison and Paige Brown, who just took a vacation all the way to Colorado Springs. Now, I understand, Paige, that you girls went up on a mountain. Can you tell me about going up on the mountain?
I did not like going up the mountain.
Well, why wouldn't you like going up the mountain?
Because I do not like being high. I like being small.
Oh. Did you see anything when you were on the mountain, Madison?
Yes.
What did you see when you were up there?
Deers, raccoons, and bears.
You did? Well, that's really amazing. How many deer did you see, Paige?
165.
That's a lot of deer. But what were the raccoons doing, Madison?
They were hopping around.
Did they have sore feet or something?
No, they just hopped around as much as they did, and they hopped around 40, 80 times.
Well, they must have been very happy to be hopping around. Now, I heard that the bears were making peanut butter. Is that right, Paige?
No, the bears were eating slop.
Where did they get the slop from?
The country city, and they ate a bunch of the slop, and they swallowed all it up, and then they coughed in 100 miles.
Oh, and when you saw the bears, did any of them shake your hand, Madison?
No, they did not. Because we were in the car, they were outdoors.
Well, that's a very interesting story so far. Now, we have to stop for a commercial. When we come back, will you tell me about your grandma on the mountain? Everyone should remember to have toast for breakfast every single day. And don't forget, Welch's grape jelly. Hey, everybody, welcome back to Toast Radio. I'd like to remind you that we're talking to Madison and Paige today about their trip to Colorado Springs. Now, I think some people went along with you up to the mountain. Was one of them your grandma?
Yes.
Can you tell me about what grandma was like when she went up the mountain?
She did not like it going up the mountain.
What did she do, Paige?
She was getting sick of it.
What did she look like, Paige?
Sick.
Well, was she in the van? And who was driving, Madison?
Grandpa was.
Was Grandma sitting beside him in the van?
Yes.
And wasn't she going to look out the window, Paige?
No.
Well, but she could see some beautiful sights there. Why don't you think she looked out the window?
Because she didn't want to see the animals in the mountains.
Oh. Hey, Madison, did anybody else ride with you in the van?
Our mom and our dad, and Jenna was asleep, and we were playing with Jess.
So you had a lot of people in your van, didn't you?
And I fell asleep, and nowhere I fell asleep.
Paige, what did you say?
Nowhere I fell asleep on Jess's shoulder.
No,
on Jess's armpit.
Ew. When you got to the top of the mountain, what did you do, Paige?
I had a picnic and I did not like on top of the mountain.
Madison, did you do anything when you got to the top of the mountain?
I just ate a picnic lunch and I made a picnic.
Did you climb any rocks or anything, Paige?
Yes.
How about you, Madison? Did you just sit in the van or did you get out and walk around?
I got out and walked around, and also I climbed some rocks, too.
Oh, what did Grandma do when you were at the top of the mountain, Madison?
She ate her lunch in the van.
She ate her lunch in the van? You can't see any pretty sights doing that. Well, Madison and Paige, what did you think about going to the mountain?
I did not like it up there.
What about you, Madison?
I loved it.
Well, that's what I heard. Some people like it and some people don't. Well, thanks again, but we've got to take a break now. When we come back, we're going to talk about snacks. Remember, everybody, when you go swimming at the pool, don't get wet. Well, we're back from our break, our commercial, and we've decided that we're going to end the show with talking about our favorite snacks. Paige, what is your favorite snack to have in the afternoon?
Ice cream.
Oh, she likes ice cream. What about you, Madison?
Crackers and ice cream and tons of watermelons.
Tons of watermelons. At first, I thought she was going to say toast. Well, what kind of snacks do you have in your cupboard today?
160 miles oranges.
Oh, you have oranges. Is that right, Paige? Well, what kind of snack are you planning on having today, Madison?
Oranges.
What if your grandpa doesn't know where the oranges are, Paige?
We will have to have an ice cream bar.
Ice cream bars sound wonderful. Now, I think, Madison, that you have a sister in this house, don't you?
Yes, I do.
And what is her name?
Paige.
Do you have another little sister, Paige?
Yes, her name is Weirder.
Yes, her name is Weirder than yours, but what is her real name, Madison?
Jenna.
And where is she, Paige?
In her room sleeping.
Now, is it all right if you have a snack, Madison, before Jenna wakes up?
Yes.
Okay, so I guess we can go have a snack. Is that right, Paige?
Yes.
And what kind of snack should we have?
Ice cream.
If I can find the ice cream, I might have some. Madison, anything else you want to say?
Yes. The ice cream might be in the freezer because I know we keep all our ice cream stuff in the freezer instead of the refrigerator.
Oh, so that's where we'll look for it. Now, should we keep this a secret from your mom and your dad?
Yes.
Why, Paige?
Because we don't want mom and dad to know.
Won't they notice that somebody ate some ice cream, Madison?
No, they won't if we just don't tell them.
Well, there you have it, folks. That's the way to have a snack. Oh, Paige has one more thing she'd like to say.
Okay. But only they won't know unless if we have ice cream on our face, then we should wipe it all off so they don't know it.
That's a very good idea. And I think we should wipe up any crumbs that we spill, too. Well, folks, thanks for listening to Toast Radio today. We're going to have a snack now, even if Jenna's not awake yet. Goodbye. Want to say goodbye, girls?
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
We hope you enjoyed the radio interviews we had today with two lovely young ladies. And we hope you enjoy it so much that you'll come back and visit us again real soon. Goodbye, everybody.